This is Bonnie McDade, co-host of Let's Find Out, and that was Elaine Silver with Standing in the Possibility. Love her music around here. And tonight, I'm going to be introducing to you Faith Davis. She's a life coach. She's the creator of an inspirational line of greeting cards and stationery called Enchant Designs for the Soul, and she's a very good friend of mine. Hello, Faith. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Faith. How are you?
Okay.
I just introduced you as a life coach and the creator of Enchant Designs for the Soul, and as my very good girlfriend. How are you tonight?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. Why don't you tell our audience a little bit about your background?
Okay. What is great about this business for me is that it just beautifully brings together four main skills that I've developed throughout my life. Art, writing, life coaching, and marketing. And so art and writing have just been strong hobbies of mine throughout my life. I always wanted to make a career out of them. I actually went to school to college for fashion design, but I never pursued it because I just knew it wasn't for me as I was doing it.
That's something new. I did not know that about you.
Yep.
Oh, interesting. And then,
And, you know, it just wasn't for me, the whole New York City aspect of it all. And, yeah. But art is so for me. But, you know, then, you know, you get into life, and I had my son, and creativity just kind of left me for quite a few years, unfortunately.
Sure, well, it gets put on the back burner.
Yep. But I always knew that I'd be coming back to it, and I knew that creating products with my art and writing books was something that I would end up doing. And I also knew that I wanted to do something that felt meaningful and that allowed me to help others. And that's why I got my certification in life coaching. And I really pour a lot of those skills into these products in a subtle way because of their inspirational nature.
Sure. Well, I think this is the perfect marriage, like you said, of all these different skills. Tell us a little bit about the life coaching and how that really spoke to you in your life.
At the time when it came up for me, it hit me like nothing else. It was like, this is what you're meant to do. And it was like late at night. I was on the internet. I was like, you know, what am I going to do with my life? And that stood out to me. And I just, you know, paid my tuition right then and there and just knew I wanted to do it. And I got my certification, did the life coaching for several years. And still do it mostly for friends and loved ones.
Sure. Well, it's very, very rewarding. And I imagine that from that standpoint, from that perspective in your life, it makes everything else seem more doable, I guess.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, it's a huge part of me. It's just it feels meaningful, you know, and being able to introduce that into these products is definitely what I was meant to do. Well, because getting back into the fourth main skill that this brings into is marketing. And I've always been an entrepreneur, literally since I can remember. When I was 10, I really started having the vision for this business. I created a catalog of Christmas cards, and I sold them for 50 cents a piece, and I made $300 in one Christmas season by selling 600 handmade cards. And then, so that was at age 10. Then at age 12, I had a little store in an extra bedroom in my parents' house, And I sold, you know, various cards and crafts. And I actually, it's funny, I actually went around to the neighborhood to market it. And I hung, like, little bags of, like, samples and brochures and stuff on everyone's door. And I actually had people coming to my store buying stuff. It was a riot.
I love it.
Yeah.
And now yeah, you're actually so in doing my, this in the, like a grown-up.
Yep, I know. It's so funny. I after college, I actually had a company called Faithful Creations, and I sold hand-painted bottles, and I called them dream bottles. And the idea was to write your dreams and aspirations on little papers, and then you store them in the bottle for safekeeping. And those bottles were a big hit, and I sold them throughout the United States in art galleries and gift shops and craft shows. But you know, the problem was keeping up with painting them and being able to actually make money, because the time you put into them, you can never get back with what you can sell them for. So what I love about this business is I wanted to create something where I could reproduce my art so that I could, you know, sell it at a lower price and be able to offer it to more people.
Right, right. So you definitely make it more widely available when the price is attainable. And yeah. I got to say, I got to see some of Faith's beautiful pieces just last weekend. And oh my goodness, anyone who's interested, we're going to give you the website in a little while. But I love the inspiration. I love that they come right from your heart. Tell us a little bit about what goes into the creation of one of your cards, for instance.
Well, it's what I wanted to do. I really feel like the customers that I'm trying to speak to are the people who really want to remove stress from their life, and you know, they want to be surrounded by uplifting art and messages. And sure. You know, maybe they want to have more time to reflect. You know, maybe they want to rekindle that lost creativity. They want to have, you know, more freedom, and maybe they want to grow and have something to believe in. So this is the kind of person that I picture when I'm creating the art. And, you know, because these days I just feel like stress is everywhere. And I think it's important to surround yourself with images and words that will inspire and uplift your soul. You know, and with these products, I want to present a beautiful reminder, you know, to allow into your life all of those things that contain the magical and the mystical. Because I think we all need to remember that life's not only about what we can see. You know, it's those things that we can't see that are often the most beautiful.
Right.
And so that's what I really focus on. I created images that reveal those beautiful, magical places and beings that are hidden from sight, but are so incredibly real. And so I took, for some of them, I take actual real photographs that I've taken, and I artistically transform them, either by painting on them or drawing on them or sometimes bleaching them, like all kinds of techniques that transforms them to really bring out the spiritual magic that exists there. And then I create images of fairies just to remind us of the mystical beings that are here for us to interact with, that we...
I love that. I love the whole idea. And as far as the affirmations, I guess, would you call them affirmations?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. I call them quotes, but, you know, I write quotes to accompany the artwork that just to, you know, that also help you to remember, you know, your soul in all of this and all the beautiful, wonderful aspects of life in a spiritual sense, and just to bring your soul into all of that.
Right. So it's the beautiful, wonderful aspects of your very own divine self.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, I love that. Just the name of your company, Enchant Designs for the Soul. I think you really captured it with that.
Beautiful. I was so excited. You know, it took me months come up with that name, and I was just like, what am I going to name it, and it just hit me, and when it hit me, it was so perfect, because what enchant means, if you look it up in the dictionary, is having an often mysterious or magical power to attract, and I think that name captures everything, because I want my products to you know, I strongly believe in the law of attraction, and I want these products to inspire people to attract the right things into their lives. And the name Enchant also carries with it, you know, thoughts of magical and mystical qualities. And, you know, with my artwork and quotes, I want to help people bring more of that into their lives. So I think it captured everything.
That's fantastic. Yeah, it really is the culmination of all these different things. And I know, like myself, you spent a lot of years working in a print shop. So that's been very beneficial for you to be able to create all of these things, I imagine, right? Just knowing what goes into the technical aspects of all of these things, right?
Absolutely. Well, they're the ones that are creating them for me. And they're actually developing a whole other section of my website that's going to allow people to personalize all of these things. So you'll be able to go in and... I'm sorry?
No, I'm just saying how fantastic that is. That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, people are going to be able to go in and, you know, they can add their name to it. They can choose the quote that they want. They can, you know, if they're giving it as a gift, they can put a personalized message on the inside front cover or wherever it may be. So it'll be pretty fun.
Oh, Faith, that's brilliant. Okay, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. I love that idea. As soon as we get back from this break, we'll be right back. Wisdom Magazine is one of the country's largest free holistic publications with 150,000 copies printed monthly in 3 regional print editions. Wisdom is dedicated to opening people's hearts and minds to the philosophies, products, and services of the new millennium. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition. Faith Davis is an artist, writer, and life coach, and she's just launched her new business, Enchant, Designs for the Soul. Her products include journals, note cards, bookmarks, and wall hangings to inspire, uplift, and bring you closer to your inner soul. These products are perfect for that special someone in your life who wants to de-stress or rekindle their creativity, or just bring more inspiration, beauty, and peace into their lives. And it's just in time for the holidays. Visit Faith's website at www.enchantgifts.com and be inspired. Tune in to Let's Find Out next week, December 19th, as I'll be interviewing Elliot Katz, the author of the informative and controversial book, What's Happened to Today's Man? He dares to ask, why are women so frustrated with today's sensitive guys? Why is it that when a man takes a woman out on a date, he can't even decide where to go for a cup of coffee? What is going on with men that women initiate most divorces? The reason? Today's men don't act like men. And in these times, men need to learn to be men. So, what can a man do to improve his relationship with his partner? In the U.S., 2/3 of divorces are initiated by women, according to an 8-year study at Arizona State University. The lack of quality men is a common complaint from women today. But why are women so frustrated with men? What has happened to today's men? We'll discuss these questions, and we'll answer some of yours next week on Let's Find Out. You're listening to BBSRadio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. Welcome back to Let's Find Out. This is Bonnie McDade, co-host of Let's Find Out. And that was Dreamcatcher, one of my favorite mystical pieces by Gandalf from his album Between Earth and Sky. And I'm back with Faith Davis. Hi, Faith.
Hi.
Hi. I'd like to pick up where we left off. You were telling us a little bit about how these pieces can be personalized on your website. Give me some examples.
Well, it's not ready yet, but it should be ready within the next month. But it's, you know, for example, if you wanted to purchase a journal for a friend, you could go in and you could put that, you could add their name to the front cover. I'm going to have a list of quotes that I've written, you know, affirmations, as you called them, that people can then choose. You know, right now I pick quotes that I think go with my images, but you can choose any quote that you want or any quote that you think will speak with to the person that you're getting it for.
So you can truly personalize it. I love that idea.
Yeah, and then you could even put, like, a greeting, like, on the inside cover. You could say, hey, Bonnie, you know, congratulations on whatever, and, you know, put your own message in there.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, in case you missed it, the website is www.enchantgifts.com, and we're going to mention that some more throughout the broadcast, but wow, fantastic, fantastic stuff. You need to take a look at some of the artwork. These are, like you said, photographs that you have played with to turn into more artistic pieces, but there are also hand drawings. Tell us a little bit about those.
Well, I really, I've broken it down into three different collections that I offer. I'm going to be adding more collections, and I'm going to be adding more pieces to the collections I have, but right now there's three. The first, I call it Mystic Places, and that's the one where, what you mentioned with the photographs, where I take a photograph and sort of just recreate it. And it's supposed to, you know, remind you to look beyond what you see with your eyes, you know, because there's magic all around us when you really open your soul to it. So that's the first collection. The second collection is fairies, and those are just paintings that I've done to remind you of the magical beings that live among you that can help you in your journey through life. So I've done, you know, paintings, but also some sort of collage work. I do a lot of multimedia, so it's kind of like all over the place, just whatever comes
well,
to me,
sure.
Whatever. Yeah.
And you never know what's going to speak to someone. So whatever is your favorite media may not be someone else's favorite. So it's
right.
Great to have so many different things to choose from. It's not just one flavor.
And I love variety. I'd get bored if I was always doing the same thing. So,
right.
the third collection is mandalas. And those are, for anyone who doesn't know what they are, they're designs that are generally circular in nature. So they help to draw the soul inward. You know, they help to allow you to really fully experience the soul's connection with the universe. Mandalas have great healing powers because healing comes from recognizing your inner light and connecting with your soul so you can, you know, reawaken and express your true self. And the mandala sparks that process and helps you to feel balanced and whole. So I'm really excited about that collection.
I love the whole idea. Now, can all of them be personalized, or is it just one and not the other? What's your bigger vision?
It'll be all of them. And, you know, it's also going to be, I'm going to be adding additional journal styles. Going to be adding, right now it's, you know, just a spiral bound journal at the moment, but there's going to be all kinds of stuff added. I've been getting a lot of requests for something that a woman can fit in her purse, so I'm going to be doing like a mini journal that has like a magnet closure. There's going to be all kinds of new things coming up.
Okay.
And they'll all be
great.
Able to be personalized.
Now, what do you have available right now? You've got journals, greeting cards. Give us a little bit of a list, I guess, of the different offerings.
Okay. Right now it is the journals and the note cards. Very soon, probably within the next month, I'll have the wall hangings and the bookmarks. And then probably within a month after that is when I'll have that mini journal ready.
Right.
Yeah, I've been getting a lot of requests for wall hangings because, you know, some people just aren't that interested in a journal, and they just, they like the artwork and they want to hang it on their wall. So,
of course.
I'm working on that. I'll be trying to think what else is coming up. Some other
We've got different craft shows, right?
Yes, I have the next craft show is coming up on December 19th. That's at the Ben Wilson Senior Center in Warminster. And that's
okay.
From 9 to 2. And, you know, I'm also going to be doing, I really want to offer these as fundraisers for charities and schools.
Oh, that's a beautiful idea.
Yeah, so that's something, especially the personalized. I think that'll be a neat, once the personalized part of my website is up, you know, to have a school where they can, you know, have like a brochure that they give out and say, here, you know, go personalize your journal and, you know, $5 of it goes to this, you know.
That's brilliant. Yeah, that's a great idea. Now, I know that you spent many years as a life coach, and mm-hmm. you've also spent many years working in multimedia, and of course your fantastic artistic creations. When these things all came together for you, what was it like?
It was like, you can ask, it's funny, like I'm just picturing myself when it first happened, telling
sure.
it to people, and I remember being so excited and just saying, this is what I meant to do. This is it. This, I found
yes.
it. Like it's because every, you know how you go through life and you're like, okay, why did I do that? Why did I do that? Why am I in this job? Why, you know, and it all just, now I know. I know
right.
why I did every single thing I've ever done because
right.
it all put me here.
And yes.
It's an amazing feeling.
And I asked you that question because I so understand. Because very similarly, I found myself doing so many different things, wondering what in the world am I going to do with my life? What is going on? And seeing my parents' frustration with, you know, such a flibbertigibbet, make up your mind. What are you going to do here? You know? And when it hit me, when all the ingredients came together for Blossom Spring, for my herbal line of products, herbal remedies, and my holistic practice, and my ministry, when all those things fell together under that one umbrella of Blossom Spring, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I said, thank
yeah.
you. Now I understand why I did all of these so many different things, right?
That's exactly so true, because I kept thinking, oh my God, people probably think I'm nuts going from one thing to another, never sticking with something.
Right.
But it was all there because I was meant to add it all up into this.
It's all part
it's
of
awesome.
The divine plan. And when you mm-hmm. work with people, like I know you have worked with many people through your life coaching, the ideas grow, because even though we're professionals and we see people and we're the experts, we're the advice givers, and we're the path leaders, you know, signposts, we learn so much when you have someone in your office, when there's someone in that chair opposite you. You're leading them, but they're also teaching you. So
absolutely.
When you find, right. So when you find what works, when you get a line on what it is exactly in your practice that's having an effect on people, when I imagine with you, it's got to be the affirmations and these positive, these positive words that you've managed to well, not that you've managed to, but that you've been gifted with, that you're putting mm-hmm. on paper, that you're putting on journals. That's just an incredible combination of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm going to remind everyone again real quick. I want you to go and look at www.enchantgifts.com to see some of Faith's products. And we're going to take another little break, and we'll be back in a few minutes. Be right okay. back.
Have you ever gone into your local health food store looking for something that didn't exist? Blossom Spring Natural Health Solutions was born out of such a need. As a master herbalist and board-certified holistic health practitioner, I've created a line of herbal remedies and beauty products that have been overlooked by other companies. All-purpose Blossom Salve is the herbal answer for wound care. Use it on minor cuts, burns, abrasions, bug bites, and bee stings to kill germs, ease pain, and promote the reproduction of healthy new skin cells, all without introducing harsh chemicals or petroleum products into the wound. Youth in a Jar is an all-natural herbal facial complex designed to promote a healthy, youthful complexion by reducing fine lines and age spots while increasing elasticity and refining pores. Everything you want for your face in one product. Blossom Spring products are created with all-natural and organic ingredients to promote health without destroying valuable flora. Just the way it was when time began, just as nature intended it to be. Blossom Spring is a registered trademark.
Ascension, How to Access the Fifth Dimension. The Truth About 2012 is a new book by Elizabeth Joyce. People are being shaken awake. Sometimes it takes a kick in the pants to wake us up. Look, from a wider perspective, we are experiencing birth pangs of the fifth dimension consciousness. Three spatial dimensions of length, breadth, and height, together with the fourth dimension of time, are familiar. But what's the fifth? Go to www.new-visions.com and get the book.
It's time for the Metaphysical Book Corner. This week, our recommendation is You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. Now, we've made reference to this book many times on Let's Find Out, but tonight, I'd like to tell you all about it. Louise's key message in this powerful work is if we are willing to do the mental work, almost anything can be healed. She explains how limiting beliefs and ideas are often the cause of illness, and she shows how you can change your thinking and improve the quality of your life. In preparing for this Metaphysical Book Corner segment, I flipped through the pages and I landed on this. Love Your Bills, on page 143. Now, Louise says this about money and paying bills. It is essential that we stop worrying about money and stop resenting our bills. Many people treat bills as punishments to be avoided if possible. A bill is an acknowledgement of our ability to pay. The creditor assumes you're affluent enough to give you the service or the product first. So I bless with love each and every bill that comes into my home. I bless with love and stamp a small kiss on each and every check that I write. If you pay with resentment, money has a hard time coming back to you. But if you pay with love and joy, you open the free-flowing channel of abundance. Treat your money as a friend, not as something that you wad up and crush into your pocket. Your security is not your job, or your bank account, or your investments, or your spouse or parents. Your security is your ability to connect with the cosmic power that creates all things. This book is full of positive affirmations and exercises that will assist even the most stuck in your ways type of person. She also has included Heal Your Life. This is her reference book that preceded this full workbook so that the reader may easily access the emotional cause for their condition, accompanied by a corrective affirmation. So read You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. It will change the way you look at everything for the better. You're listening to BBSRadio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888 815-975-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine.
Hello and welcome back. This is Bonnie McDade and Let's Find Out. And I'm here tonight with Faith Davis, the creator of a new line of inspirational products called Enchant, Designs for the Soul. Hello, Faith. Welcome back.
Hi, Bonnie. Hello.
Hi. Tell us a little bit about what's coming up in the future.
Well, I'm going to be, as always, creating new artwork, adding more inspirational quotes. I'm going to be, as I mentioned, adding additional journal styles with new materials, new sizes, new binding methods. The wall hangings and bookmarks are coming up. I'll be doing offering these products as fundraisers for charities and schools. And then, as I mentioned, the most exciting part, I think, is the launching of the new section of my website, which will be to personalize these products.
Right. Wonderful. Now, tell us all a little bit about what goes into one of your creations. Put us in the room with you through the creative process a little bit.
Well, it depends on which kind of artwork I'm creating.
All right, we'll pick one.
Okay, if it's like, I love doing the stuff with the photographs. So it's really fun for me to take a photograph and just kind of picture what could be really happening there, you know, that you're not seeing.
Sure.
If you could make it the most mystical, magical place on Earth, you know, how would that look? And so it's really fun to just, okay, take it and leave part of it there, but then paint over other parts of it, enhance parts of it, and it's just really fun to see how it transforms.
Sure. Tell me, for instance, about the one with the bricks and I think it's arches. What was going through your mind? What was channeling through your spirit as you were working on that piece? Because I love that one.
Well, that photograph I took in Scotland at St. Andrews, and I really feel St. Andrews is a very spiritual place. I really felt strong energy there. And so when I, seeing this photograph afterwards, I could still feel that. And that photograph, I actually didn't do too much to it. I drew around each piece of stone to kind of make it look more.
Well, you made it pop out. You made it feel something, right?
Yeah, it just somehow it makes it feel more mystical. I don't know how to explain it. It just did.
No, you don't really have to, because when you see this piece, when I saw the piece, it spoke to me. But I love hearing about what inspired you to sit down and do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I would never have guessed that you went to Scotland and took that photograph. Tell us about another one.
There's another one from Scotland that's got a castle on the beach, which is also from St. Andrews. And the picture when I took it, there was a person like laying out on right next to the castle, so okay. I had to get rid of that. There was this ugly kind of fence, so I painted all these like flowers and greenery to kind of cover that up. And then I, in the sky, I made the sky purple and pink with a beautiful orange sun. And then I enhanced the water, made it very aqua, and it just, I love it. It just make it just turned it into this awesome place. I want to go there,
right.
You know? Like, I was there, but I wasn't there, you know?
Right.
I want to go there.
I love that. I think our listeners love that, too. Just knowing that, well, anyone can take a photograph, but to be able to be with you in the creative process and to feel what you are feeling in that moment, that is art. And that's mm-hmm. what you're putting on the paper. Tell me about what goes through your spirit when you're working on one of the fairies.
That's just
do they
fun.
Visit you and then you have to put them on paper?
I don't know. I just think they're just fun. I feel them around me. I don't see them. But I pick up sort of their essence, and I can just sort of draw it that way. And then I do really neat things with the backgrounds, and just sometimes I do collages and paint and ink splatters and just to make it really, I use the word mystical a lot. I love that word. I just...
Well, it fits.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for all this explanation. We're going to be back in a few minutes with some closing thoughts with Faith Davis of Enchant. We'll be back in a few.
Let's Find Out is looking for winter and spring of 2011 guests for our show on bbsradio.com. This is a special opportunity for you. Do you have a life-changing product or service such as coaching, books, holistic products, workshops, animal psychics, or anything at all that you would like to advertise? Here's your opportunity to prominently present yourself before a worldwide loyal audience of Let's Find Out. A fee is required to be included in this exciting promotional lineup, and the proceeds enable you to be advertised all week on Let's Find Out and Facebook, and to receive your show archive for you to put on your website. Let's Find Out is a life-changing show and home to many groups throughout the world with several worldwide affiliates. We discuss holistic health modalities, energy healing, psychic sensitivity, the paranormal, past lives, keeping healthy naturally, and other metaphysical subjects. We have a great listening audience, and we utilize a 3,000-plus email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself and your business. We send out an email to our extensive fan base promoting your appearance on Let's Find Out. BBS will provide an archive within 24 hours after your show airs, free for you to download and share. As a guest, you will be able to advertise your appearance on your website blog, as well as to email and invite all your contacts. Let's Find Out will keep an archive of the pod show along with your website link. Let's Find Out will forward any and all email from their listeners to you after the show regarding your airtime so that you can add this to your email and contact list. Let's Find Out thank you for taking the time to being a guest on our show. To query us, please send us an email to elizabeth.joyce.radio@gmail.com, and we will be happy to contact you. Thank you.
Faith Davis is an artist, writer, and life coach, and she's just launched her new business, Enchant, Designs for the Soul. Her products include journals, note cards, bookmarks, and wall hangings to inspire, uplift, and bring you closer to your inner soul. These products are perfect for that special someone in your life who wants to de-stress or rekindle their creativity or just bring more inspiration, beauty, and peace into their lives. And it's just in time for the holidays. Visit Faith's website at www.enchantgifts.com and be inspired. Tune in to Let's Find Out next week, December 19th, as I'll be interviewing Elliot Katz, the author of the informative and controversial book, What's Happened to Today's Man? He dares to ask, why are women so frustrated with today's sensitive guys? Why is it that when a man takes a woman out on a date, he can't even decide where to go for a cup of coffee? What is going on with men that women initiate most divorces? The reason? Today's men don't act like men. And in these times, men need to learn to be men. So, what can a man do to improve his relationship with his partner? In the U.S., 2/3 of divorces are initiated by women, according to an 8-year study at Arizona State University. The lack of quality men is a common complaint from women today. But why are women so frustrated with men? What has happened to today's men? We'll discuss these questions, and we'll answer some of yours next week on Let's Find Out. You're listening to BBSRadio.com. If Internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live Internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
Hello, welcome back to Let's Find Out. I'm here with Faith Davis. And Faith, you have any closing thoughts for us tonight?
Well, I do want to let the listeners know about a special promotion that's just for them. And this is my biggest sale yet. So it's for any orders that are placed tonight or tomorrow before midnight, all my products will be buy one, get one free.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. So give us your website.
So it's www.enchantgifts.com. And they can just go to the contact page and let me know that they were a listener, and I'll make sure they get the special deal.
Fantastic. And for everyone who's been listening up to now, I want you to remember this is the synopsis. Faith has got beautiful artwork on beautiful note cards and journals, accompanied by affirmations that are designed to uplift your soul. So if you've got someone on your gift list, or maybe even something for yourself who might need to have that sort of an affirmation when they wake up in the morning or when they open the mail in the afternoon, then this is the right gift for you. Faith, thank you very much for being with us tonight. It's been a pleasure.
Bonnie, I want to thank you so much, and I want to thank BBS Radio. I'm really honored and touched to be on Let's Find Out, so thank you.
You've been a great guest. Okay, have a great holiday, and we're going to go into the affirmation meditation now. Everyone, enjoy.
Please join me in this calm scene meditation. Place your feet flat on the floor. Put your hands in your laps and make circuits with your thumbs and forefingers. We're going to take a nice deep breath in and release it. Another nice deep breath in and blow it out. One last time in and release it. Walking through a beautiful green meadow. See the butterflies flitting around, making their little circles in the air. There is a serene lake in the distance. And near the edges of the lake, you see a full, mature, weeping willow tree. As you make your way over to the tree, take notice of the spring breeze. Smell the air. See the birds flying in the sky. Take notice of the swans gliding across the glassy surface of the lake. And as you make your way to the tree, find yourself a nice nook in the roots that's just right for you to have a seat. Get comfortable and focus on the scene around you and breathe. breathe deeply. Allow this peacefulness to fill your soul. To your left, there's a forest. You notice a robed figure coming out of the forest, and he's walking toward you. This is your guide. Your guide is smiling, laughing even, letting you know that everything is just fine. All the worries of the day can melt away now because this is your time. Allow yourself to fully absorb the joy that you perceive coming from this being. Any concerns that you have, just give them to your guide. Notice the complete sensation of calm and peace that you feel in this incredible scene. Guide is telling you that you have everything you need. You are complete. You are perfect. And all of your desires will be met. You are loved. You are protected. Anything that goes against these truths will be removed from your spirit. When removed from your spirit, it will be removed from your life. You have the power. You have the wisdom. You can create your own life. Accept the reality of that right now. Let that soak into your consciousness. When all fear is removed, all that's left is joy. Feel the immense outpouring of love from your guide as the beautiful robed figure returns to the forest. As you return to the room, bring this calm, this peace back with you, and know that you can return to this, your calm scene, anytime you like. Now take a nice deep breath, wiggle your fingers and toes, slowly and gently return yourself to the room, but don't let that smile leave your face, that is yours.